I'm going to share with you a big secret to success, I believe, for many people, including people who have been oppressed throughout history. You know, a lot of black folks were really discriminated against, and some continue to be today in America. Although, you know, the era of institutionalized racism is long gone, thank goodness. But a lot of people suffered through a lot of discrimination, and a lot of people have been oppressed or censored or kept down and kicked when they're down over the years. And so I just want to share with you a little secret that I've stumbled upon. And it's an attitude shift. It's a very simple attitude shift, but it's extremely powerful at the same time. And I credit this attitude shift to a lot of my own success. It's when I share it with you, you're going to think it just sounds too simple and that couldn't possibly be that powerful. But I'll share some additional thoughts with you, kind of explain it. And it's simply this. Oh, and by the way, thanks for joining me here. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. But here it is. It's simply this. Discard any belief that the world owes you anything. The world doesn't owe you anything. Nobody owes you anything. And you are not owed success. You are not owed even happiness. There's nothing that when you came into this world, there wasn't a certificate in your hand that said, you know, good for one lifetime of happiness, or, you know, good for, endless riches and everything goes your way. No, you didn't get a get out of jail free card when you were born. Nobody owes you anything. And if you can get rid of the attitude or just drop the attitude where you think the world owes you something, then you're going to have more personal responsibility, more personal success. You're going to do well. You're going to have a better attitude, and you're going to succeed regardless of what's happening in the world. Now, let me give you some examples of this. So there's a black guy I know. I don't know if I should use the term African-American or just black guy, because when we're talking, we don't talk about African American. He's like, "Oh, you go to the white church? I go to the black church." And I'm like, "No, I'm not going to that white church. Can I go to your black church sometime?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't know. We've never had a white guy in our black church like that. So I don't know. Let me ask some people." So we talk about just white folks and black folks. So very simple. Anyway, this guy has an incredible attitude, a positive attitude. He is a happy black man in America, and he doesn't allow anything take him down, get him down, keep him down. His attitude is like a magnet. You want to be around this guy because he's just oozing with optimism. He's got something wonderful to say all the time, and he's just a joy to be around. And he's not deluded or anything. He knows there's crazy stuff happening in the world. Sometimes he will talk about that too. But he doesn't let it affect him. He doesn't let himself get depressed. And he's up there in the years, too. He must be 60, something, maybe in his 60s. And so, which means he grew up, no doubt, in an era where there was a lot of overt racism against people of dark skin color. He had to have gone through that. I mean, I know he did. He's talked about a couple of episodes. But he didn't let that make him a victim for life. He didn't let it get him down and keep him down. Yeah, he went through some crap. Times were hard. People were unfair. He was mistreated. But you know what he said to himself? And this is what I'm saying to you right now. The world doesn't owe you anything. The world doesn't owe you an apology for the hard times that you've gone through. The world doesn't owe you an apology for the suffering that you have endured, because we've all suffered. The world isn't going to coddle you and make it up to you. If you want something amazing to happen in this world for yourself and for those around you, you are going to have to earn it, create it, you know, attract it, bring it to you. And you're not going to do that by playing the victim, even if you are a victim. So maybe the word playing isn't even appropriate here. Let's just say you're not going to earn all that by being a victim. You need to let the victimhood go. And this is especially relevant to today's culture, because we have the political left, the left side of the spectrum today, which is really heavily invested in a lot of victimhood. They like to have victim groups. You know, here's a black group, here's a Muslim group, here's a LGBT group, a gay group, and they're all victims. Or here's women. They're victims too. Everybody's a victim. And they almost indoctrinate you to play the victim for life with the idea that if you're a loud enough victim and a deep enough victim, that the world owes you something and you're going to get your piece of what the world owes you because somebody wronged you somewhere along the line. So the world owes you. And that's justice. That's equality, or social justice, as they say. And I got to tell you, that is a very self-defeating attitude, because the world doesn't owe you anything. Yeah, maybe somebody wronged you. Maybe somebody slandered you. Maybe somebody beat you up. Maybe somebody sexually assaulted you if you're a woman. Or I guess a man. I guess it could happen. I mean, all kinds of things could have happened to you. But if you let that dominate the rest of your life by waking up every day and saying, oh, you're the victim and someone wronged you and you're traumatized and, you know, what am I going to do? And you start taking antidepressants and drinking alcohol instead of solving problems, then you're not going anywhere. You're going to become the victim in your life that you've already become in your mind. You're going to let that person who wronged you, you're going to let them continue to cause you suffering and harm every day for the rest of your life. And that means you're letting them harm you again and again and again. The correct answer is to say, you know what? Hey, some bad things happened. Bad people did bad things, let's say. Or maybe you made a bad decision and you did something bad in your own life. Maybe you learned because you made an unwise decision earlier and you harmed yourself, but you've learned from it and you're not going to do that anymore. You're going to work to support and grow yourself from now on. Whatever the case may be, the correct answer is to have the attitude that, hey, the world doesn't owe me anything. I'm going to go out and create health and abundance and opportunity. And if you so desire, love in the world, or justice in the world, or whatever it is that you are fighting for, higher values, hopefully, love, divinity, godliness, truth, justice, honesty, transparency, all these things. These are the things worth fighting for. Maybe fighting is even the wrong word, just worth supporting or defending or promoting, let's say it that way. And so when you do that, then your life has meaning. Now you have a new thing to focus on, which is your success, your purpose, your mission. And now you are defined by your mission instead of being defined by your victimology. All of a sudden, your psychology changes. It's like a switch flips in your brain. You're somebody different now because you define yourself differently from the way you used to think about yourself as just being a victim. So these are exercises and mind experiments, thought experiments to ponder. But the overall most empowering realization in all of this is that the world doesn't owe you anything. You want something good to happen in your life, you're going to have to create that thing or create the opportunity or welcome it into your life. You're going to have to seize the day of opportunities that are laid out before you. And nobody owes you a damn thing. It's a tough self-love kind of attitude, but it's an attitude that gives you a very high potential for success and happiness, and also contributions to society to help others. Because that's a very high priority in my life and probably in yours as well. So I hope this is valuable. I have a lot of philosophical discussions in some of my podcasts that you can find at healthrangerreport.com. I'm also the editor of naturalnews.com, and I'm a lab science director of CWC Labs. And I talk about philosophy quite a bit from time to time because it's important. Talk about the things that matter in life, because I want you to think deeply And I want you to experience this journey and explore this journey to get the most out of it that's possible in a human lifetime. So thank you for listening. I always appreciate your support. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.